آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to our wonderful listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for His deen. We are discussing the greatest of people after Anbiya alayhi wasalam. And to be more specific, we're discussing those who had something to do with Sham and Palestine. So we mentioned Hazrat Jandara radiallahu anhu, who led the Salah in Asqalan for 20 years. We mentioned Hazrat Khalid bin Sa'id bin As radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, so many feats among the earliest Muslims, among the first to take Islam into the Syrian Shami region. He also became Shaheed there. Nur was seen in his body. He was, some reports say, he was among the earliest to write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Some attribute the ring gifted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein it was enshrined Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was, some reports say, this was from him, Khalid bin Sa'id radiallahu anhu. We were discussing Hazrat Abu Jandal radiallahu anhu. Inshallah, we will continue with that discussion at some time. But he also passed on in Imwas in the year 18 in the southwest of Quds. Sahabi who I want to mention to you today is, subhanallah, the brother of Abu Jahl. Amazing. Abu Jahl, who was the enemy of Islam, the Fir'aun of this ummah, his brother was none other than Al-Harith ibn Hisham ibn al-Mughira ibn Abdullah ibn Amr al-Makhzumi radiyallahu anhu. So Al-Harith ibn Hisham radiyallahu anhu, he was Abu Jahl's brother. There were other brothers who had also embraced Islam, like the other being Ayyash bin Abi Rabi'ah. He was Abu Jahl's brother from the same mother, Hind bint Mukharriba. But this is Abu Jahl's brother from the father. Subhanallah. It's ajeeb how Allah gives hidayah. Allah gave Abu Jahl's brothers hidayat. Allah gave his son hidayat. He was one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum who was given protection by the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Sahaba entered Makkah Mukarramah on the occasion of the conquest, and Hazrat Fakhita Hani was there, and Hazrat Ali wanted to capture these few because of the harm they incurred upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Hani gave them protection. So one of them was Harith bin Hisham radiallahu anhu. He embraced Islam. He changed his life. He strove in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way. And Allahu Akbar. He sacrificed greatly. Among the great sacrifices of the Sahabi is the famous event we always learn and we always hear about. Subhanallah. It was a famous expedition. It was actually Yarmouk. And you heard that the Sahabi was fatally injured in the expedition. And those on Khidma rush to him and they come to him with some water. And he's about to drink. Now imagine a person thirsty in such illness, with such so many ailments, with so much of pain, with so many pangs. And now he is desiring water, and they bring water for him. He's about to drink the water, and he sees his nephew Ikrimah next to him, who's also wounded. He says to the khadim, the person making khidmah, please take the water to Ikrimah. When they come to Ikrimah, Ikrimah is about to drink and he sees Ayyash next to him. The same Ayyash. I must mention Ayyash to you, Ya Allah. And I have to mention Ikrimah radiallahu anhu to you. Subhanallah. How has it Ikrimah got hidayat? It's so amazing. So amazing. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah Mukarramah. And remember, he entered Makkah Mukarramah on his conveyance, Qaswa. He was donned with his imama. And who was on the conveyance with him? None other than, subhanallah, Hazrat Usama bin Zayd. That sahabi whose mother hailed from Africa. Subhanallah, respected ummah, Allah has blessed us. We're in one of these areas and we were on the flight, alhamdulillah, yesterday. People are searching for the truth. As we were traveling, we stopped for coffee. The person making the coffee, we invited them to Islam. As soon as you tell them about Allah, that's in the South African regions. If you tell them about Almighty God, many of them immediately think about Christ. See how their minds have been programmed. They think about Jesus Christ. And then you have to explain to them. And when you explain to them kindly, slowly, politely, they start realizing. You don't blame them. The missionaries have been working on them for so many years. Then there was another lawyer that we spoke to on the flight. And after explaining so many aspects of the beauty of Islam,
the amazing teachings of Islam, the miracles of the Quran, the Sunan Mubarakah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This individual mentioned that, you know, I was about to embrace Islam. There was just one step left. So I asked, but what was the matter? What stopped you? So this individual said, it was my love for Christ. So then I'm remembering, as this person mentioned that, how the Sahabi Hazrat Hatib, when giving da'wah radiallahu anhu to the king of Alexandria, he said to him, we're not denouncing Christ. What we are advocating to you is actually to emulate Christ. We love Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَسْنَا نَنْهَاكَ عَنِ الْمَسِيحِ لَكِنَّنَا نَأْمُرُكَ بِهِ. Then we but then they say, no, you'll just take him as a prophet. Now, this is a very pertinent thing to understand. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, nor any of the Anbiya alayhi salam, they are not just prophets. When talking to a Christian, they consider a prophet someone very ordinary. Them in their churches, somebody reaches a level of being a prophet and they heal people and they cure people. We have to understand, Anbiya alayhi salam are ma'asumeen. They are pure, saintly, pious, righteous, sinless servants of Allah, the greatest of Allah's creation. The Quran defends them from even the distortions the Bible lays against them, the false allegations the Bible lays against them. So we have to understand, the Anbiya are the greatest of people. They're not just ordinary mortals. They are very, very special. So we have to explain, Hazrat Isa is not just a prophet. He's a mighty messenger of the Almighty. He's a blessing. And the Almighty has sent him as a blessing. And his miracles that he performed, like all the Anbiya performed, and we also believe in his return. So we have to explain to them, it's not just a prophet. And when we explained like that, it got through to this individual. But then I was realizing that this is how the forces of Batil have been making exertant efforts in Africa and throughout the world. And you and I are lackadaisically keeping the truth to ourselves. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi who came as Rahmah lil Alameen, they don't know him. As Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi entered Makkah Mukarramah on the occasion of the conquest, he entered with Hazrat Usama, alighted on the conveyance with him. Anyway, no one dared challenge Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone surrendered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave amnesty, gave protection. But there was one troop of men, including Safwan and Ikrimah, who later Allah guided. But these two, they had hatred and they couldn't bear surrender and submit. And they fought the contingent of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And they were defeated. Then they fled Makkah because they felt Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can never ever forgive us. It is an impossibility. How can we expect a man to forgive us when we have perpetrated so much all our lives? Ikrimah ran away. Subhanallah. His wife received the dawat, subhanallah, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the sahabiyat, from the ummahatul mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhum wa anhun, and how she changed her life, subhanallah. Hazrat Ummu Hakim, we mentioned her just recently, Hazrat Ummu Hakim, radiyallahu anha, and then she sought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's permission to grant amnesty to her husband, Ikrimah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted, and then she rushes out of Makkah, in the direction where she expected her husband to go. He was going towards the port in Jeddah, and she is also hastening her journey. She wants to reach him before he runs away and is deprived. Subhanallah. And as she travels behind him, and she was with her Roman slave, a slave she had owned from Rome, and on the way he tried to seduce her and be with her in privacy, and she totally refused. And instead of angering a man while she doesn't have that protection around her, she actually postponed him till the next town. And in that town, she mentioned what is going on to someone in the community, and they captured this individual and tied him up. And she carried on alone to the port, and finally she's about to reach, and he just embarks onto the ship. And as the ship sails, there was a storm, such a storm, an enormous storm. The winds were wild, the waters were raging, and the captain exhorts everyone in the ship, embarked on the ship, aboard the ship. Turn to Allah. Turn to Allah. O people, turn to Allah. Akhlisu. Akhlisu. And Ikrima is asking the man next to him, what does he mean? He can't believe his ears. That I'm running away from this. We get onto the sea. We embarked aboard a ship. And a man tells us about Allah. And subhanAllah, it touched a core in his heart. That what this captain is saying is telling us that only Allah can help us. And then he's wondering, if Allah is going to help us at sea, it's only Allah who can help us on land. And subhanAllah, there his heart softened. There his heart melted. And his realization dawned upon him that this is the reality. He gets up. He exhorts, beseeches the captain, please send me to the shore. Because his heart is softening. And just there and then, he sees his wife arrive at the port and she's trying to draw his attention from the distance. Subhanallah. And he then is sent by the captain to the shore and he meets his wife and she says to him, you know, I've come to you from the best of Allah's creation. There's no one better, nobler, purer, greater than the one I've come to you from. See, respected Ummah, introduce our beloved to the world. They don't know him. They don't know him. We involved in our ibadat, which is great, but we've neglected a very pertinent, important, needed responsibility to introduce our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the world, to the world, to the world. They don't know our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is sent as Rahmanil Alameen. Anyway, Ikrima agrees after his wife exhorts him and she says to him, I've spoken to him. Anyway, as they're returning, he wants to be with his wife in seclusion and she refuses. And then he asks her, but what's the reason for that? You're my legal spouse and it's permissible. Even in your religion, she says, no, I am a Muslim. And in my religion, I can't. You're not a Muslim. And he was quite astonished by that. Anyway, they're coming back. And also, when people embrace Islam, or when one couple embraces Islam and the other hasn't yet, we have to guide them slowly and so forth and teach them. You know, we have to understand that they are new to deen. We have to work on them slowly. Alhamdulillah. Many a time, we're trying to enforce every rule of Sharia on them instantaneously, then what would happen is they would lose their iman. They would become despondent. So we have to understand, teach people, guide them slowly, alhamdulillah. And as they returning, he was quite amazed that your faith in Allah is such that, you know, it actually exhorts you to refuse me in such a way. But that inspired him. And then she also mentioned to him what the Roman slave tried to perpetrate, and he went into a rage and he ended him off, and then he returned and he comes now to Makkah. When they come to Makkah, prior to them reaching, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam discusses with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu that sayatikum ikrima, soon ikrima is coming, striving for Allah, leaving, denouncing kufr and shirk for Allah, jahidan mujahidan, striving for Allah. When he comes, respect him. And don't speak in a manner that is derogatory concerning his father. Because you would just hurt the feelings of the living when the man you want to curse is dead and gone. How amazing is the teachings of the Sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kindness, consideration, love, respect. Feel, have feelings for people. Consider the feelings of people. Don't just remark and comment and just say what we feel without any filter on our tongues. Don't we know people have hearts? People have hearts. Hearts pain. Dealing with people is not like dealing with paper or machines or engines or whatever else. Insan, a very delicate creation. Deal with people kindly, politely, with consideration. Learn from the sunnah of the greatest, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when Ikrimah arrives, the beloved of Allah, That beloved, you and I, a man is trying to change, we'll never let him forget his past. A man, he repented between him and Allah, we'll keep on reminding him. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ayyara akhahu bi dhanbin qad taba min," he who despises another brother through a crime that he perpetrated in the past but has repented from. Allah's Nabi said, "You will not die until you perpetrate the same." That man spoke to Allah. He regretted his wrong. He has now changed. He is trying to get over that past. And we still want to remind him. Sometimes we're so insensitive. A person is trying to have children. Now in public we want to ask him, "How many children? Why don't you have children? How come?" And we want to go into a person's personal life and probe the issue. That's why we have to learn hikmat. We have to speak politely. We have to learn what to say, how to say, when to say. And even, not everything that is true has to be said. What is true has to be said in the correct context, to the correct individual, capitalizing on the correct opportunity. Then it reaches a suitable place and it will have the profound, wanted, anticipated effect. Allah give us tawfiq. When Ikrimah arrives, radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets up and welcomes him. But in this astonishment, and in this frenzy, he said, "She said, you've given me amnesty for this amount of time." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes, not 2 months, take 4 months, take your time. You take 4 months and decide and think about it." And inshallah, alhamdulillah, in a short span, he changed, alhamdulillah, his life. And what a great sahabi he became, ya Allah. And his dedication to the Qur'an. He used to hold the Qur'an to his head, to his forehead. And with respect and adoration and love, he used to say, "This is the legislation of my Lord. Hada dustur Rabbi." This is the words, the kalam of my Allah. This was that sahabi. From where to where? Wah, 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 wah. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's other cousin, Hazrat Jamila radiallahu anha, she was the daughter of Abu Lahab. Few people in Medina commented. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masjid stood up and spoke in her regard and defended her and didn't want anyone to actually speak about her father and hurt her feelings. This is the consideration given that we learn from our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was this sahabi, ya Allah. Imagine the water comes to him. And he sees, in his last moments, in that thirst, in that hunger, and he looks at the man next to him, and he says, "Please take it to him." And who was the third person? Subhanallah. They come to him. He was Ayyash, radiallahu anhu. Inshallah, I will mention him to you. By the time they get to Hazrat Ayyash, he had passed on. Then they rush to Ikrimah. He had passed on. Then they rushed to Hazrat Harith. He also passed on. Each one passed from this world, sacrificing even that sip of water. What about you and I? What are we prepared to sacrifice to mend the relation? Let's sacrifice our pride. Let's swallow our anger. Let's swallow our pride and say sorry and acknowledge our wrongs and become better people and join ties between brothers and siblings, and parents, and children. Become better. Allah give us tawfiq, alhamdulillah. Wherever we're going in the world, go with the dhikr of Allah. Go with the consciousness of Allah. Inshallah, we'll mention to you Hazrat Abu Jandal with Allah's tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll mention to you Hazrat Ayyash, how he embraced Islam in the early Meccan stage. And now it was Hijrah. And he had an agreement with Hazrat Umar that the three of them, and whoever else wanted to join, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Hisham, and Hazrat Ayyash, radiallahu anhum, were to travel together to Medina Munawwara. The two met, Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Ayyash, but Hazrat Hisham was captured by the mushrikeen and locked up in the dungeon, like we heard about Hazrat Abu Jandal. And the two then continued. And what happened then was the mushrikeen didn't leave them. What happened thereafter, we will discuss. But these sahaba also passed away in the Mubarak lands of Sham. Allah, make it easy for the Ummah in the four corners of the world. Allah, help us all to make a difference, to become better people, to share what we have, to show care and kindness and consideration to humanity. May Allah enable us to live with Iman, to die with Iman. May Allah resurrect us with perfect Iman. May Allah grant us paradise through His grace and mercy. May Allah help us share His deen with humanity in totality. May Allah enable us to share the message and the reality of our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the whole wide world. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.